November. Hello.
Goodbye.
Yes. Yes.
It is November. You're right.
It's November.
I forgot. Thanks for reminding me of that. 1 month closer to death.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yes. It's me and Liam Payne.
Oh.
Connected.
Oh,
in spirit.
Yeah.
Too
that's
soon?
A good no callback to episode one.
That's a good callback. Okay.
But it was also too soon. Yeah.
It is November. You're right.
I'm just excited for October to be over.
I think. Don't you like October?
I do like October, but not this particular one.
Oh, okay. So not my birthday. Understood.
Right. Because and it's all because that's Abby's birthday month.
And I beat up a man on my birthday.
And she always beats someone up. And yes. I was like the sacrifice.
Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm Greg,
actually good.
And you're Zoe,
yeah.
Right.
You are Greg. I'm Zoe.
Oh, and there's somebody else at the table.
Yes.
And it's not Travis. Hang on. Travis, can you pull that up for us?
Travis.
Okay. Get ready. We're recording now. Okay. Sorry. Travis is our sound guy.
He's never
But who's
ready.
At our table? Who is this?
This is... Say your name.
I'm Abby. Wow. Boom. Firework effects.
That is a weird last name. Wow. I've never heard anybody with that.
Heckle's worse, so...
Heckle? Is that your actual last
100%.
Name? 100%. Heckle?
Because
heckle. I'm a heckler.
It's no friends, though. You know, it's no friends.
I know.
What is friends?
This guy over here.
What is friends?
It's
is
German,
it German
for idiot.
Einen, einen kleinen, einen harten Hugenhagen.
That's a good impression of me.
Yeah.
That's just a generic German impression.
Oh,
all right.
Left-handed
that was good.
Too. Hey, Abby, how are you?
I'm great. I just got off work. So.
Well, where do I know you from?
I don't know. Sometimes I serve you coffee. And
sometimes at the coffee.
Sometimes
at
throw
one of
at
our
you.
Many 47 local coffee shops.
Yes.
In Tip City.
Check out one of our many, many, many coffee shops.
We have several.
I was saying this to someone the other day. I feel like all Tip is coffee, beer, and pizza, which I'm not complaining. But
I could think of worse things. Yes.
Yeah.
And if we get a
could
coffee
be snakes,
shop.
Snakes, spiders, bears.
Well, sometimes.
Just bears. It's a whole
bears.
Town full of bears. That'd be great. I would like that. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes,
this
of
is
course.
Exciting.
I'm very
so
excited,
excited
to have
Zoe's
someone
great.
Who gets my references. You know, this freaking guy.
Do you make references? You didn't make any references last time that I
didn't.
Because
you don't get them.
Well, see, the concept of the show is that I'm old.
Okay.
And Zoe's not old. I don't know how old Zoe is, but I know she's younger than I am. And she makes references I don't get. And then I quote from movies that she's never heard of.
That's true.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's the difference. Your generation quotes from memes.
Yeah, that's very true.
Our generation quotes from important things.
Oh,
are you telling me the road work ahead vine is not important?
What's
that
a road work ahead vine?
Road work ahead.
Yeah, I sure hope it does.
What is a vine?
Oh, boy.
Vines are gone. They went away. Wasn't that the short stuff on Instagram that then turned into reels?
Wrong.
What was vines? What's a vine?
It's like...
That company went under.
It was the better TikTok.
Was
yeah.
it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Today, we're talking about a media
I like
form
that you're in charge of
that
the show.
We have all seen, which what? Is a movie and a particular movie.
Wait, what's that?
A movie?
Are we covering movies now on this show?
We're talking about...
What, are
about
we like movie reviews or something like that?
So, yeah, because we've all seen the same movie and that's something we can talk about.
I did like this. I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree with you. But we're going to talk about what?
Long Legs.
I liked it.
The horror movie that took the internet...
By storm.
Storm. There you go.
Oh, we need a sound effect for that.
Oh, you're right. Nope.
Wrong.
Anyways, those
I liked Long Legs a lot. I thought it was good. Oh, wait, no. I like Long Legs a lot. I thought it was good.
Oh, mm-mm.
So.
Wait, everybody agrees with me.
That is what you're hearing right now.
The worst thing about this soundboard is when you applaud, you hit the button and it starts applauding. And then when you take the button, finger off the button, it just stops.
Oh,
there's no fade out.
Yikes. It would be good to have a boo button so we can
boo. I just do that one.
Oh.
Just point at her and she'll say boo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You like the sound effects.
Long Legs, I thought it was good.
Okay.
But I think it could have been better.
I agree, but I don't think it was that good.
Okay, thanks. And next topic. No. What if we did a movie review show and literally it was like, yeah, I liked it.
It was, Yeah. That was good.
Okay, yep. Next.
And then moving on. Yeah, next yeah. movie. So Abby and I saw it together in theaters.
Yes, oh, my God, no.
We okay. saw it in theaters on the big screen.
No, yeah. See, I watched
you
it from
saw
the...
saw alone.
I watched it alone in the safety of my home, yes,
oh,
and that's
different. We watched
it,
yeah, in theaters.
Yes. Yeah, you probably couldn't pause it and back it up and be like, oh, my God, that's the devil.
So...
I knew.
I knew from the
Did you
the
see
beginning.
All of them?
Yes, and I laughed.
Oh, spoilers, I guess, oh. if you're oh, yes. watching the show.
This review contains spoilers.
About Long Legs?
About Nicolas Cage.
As a human being.
As a human, as an actor.
About him making that,
oh.
that, where he puts his hands up and he does
you
this.
You can't see right now, but Greg is doing a really vulgar gesture.
That is not vulgar. You're going to get me fired. Wait, it's my podcast. Never mind. And he's doing this thing, and then he's like... I don't know. I found him incredibly creepy, except for one scene where he's driving in his car and he's like, "Mommy."
I laughed.
Daddy.
That made me laugh.
And I'm like, no, that's Nick Cage.
I yes, don't. Yeah. Kind of controversial. I don't think his acting was that
it was
good.
The writing is the worst part of that.
And maybe it was the writing.
His particular dialogue you didn't like? Or you didn't find it creepy?
It was funny.
It was funny. He made me laugh. And then I think maybe, I mean, as soon as I saw his face, I was like,
you leaned into me and you said, is that Nicolas Cage? And I was like, yes, sir, it is.
I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. It was good makeup. I mean, for a second, you're like, is that Nick Cage?
Yeah.
And then...
Makeup artists who are listening, who worked on Long Legs, I know you are listening. Really good job. We like your work.
What does this mean when he's got his hands up and he's doing this?
That you're next.
Greg's doing the thing again.
I don't know what it was, but I found it creepy, and I found his characterization creepy. I thought the less he talked, the better.
I thought his character had so much potential. Mm. I don't know if you know this, but the kind of backstory that they did not really touch on in the movie was that he was a rock and roll star. He was a musician. Mm-hmm. Abby told me all this, actually.
Yes,
and
you did a deep dive?
I love movies.
Did you do the deep dive before or after you saw it?
After.
You're curious.
Because I had questions because they weren't answered.
By the film that you saw?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And questions that had they been answered by the film would have been so good.
Yes.
So his face is like that because of botched plastic surgery.
He'd had many, many plastic surgeries.
And
to look like somebody in particular?
No, just because that's what you do when you're kind of like a music artist, I guess, you know. What else?
He was supposed to be like an ex-rock star, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's why the singing, which that would have made
and
more
the,
sense if they
and the guitars.
That's a million dollar voice.
He had a bunch of guitars hanging up in his lair, right?
Yeah. I know a couple guys that have them just to be cool, but you know.
That's actually me. She's looking at me. I do have guitars just to look cool.
Do you play guitar?
I do. Not well.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I love
this
having
is
her
what
on
it
the
sounds
podcast because.
Like,
It's
out
like,
of tune,
like rock band is what it's.
Yeah, I've got my guitar right here. Actually, I'm gonna.
Oh, I can
I'm
play the drums.
Play,
I'll play the guitar.
Little, yeah, this just turns into a band.
Hey, nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
So, you saw it and you found it funny and not satisfying, and you had more questions afterwards.
Well,
so, but overall, what did you think of the of it compared to like other recent scary movies?
I mean, the recent scary movies have not been... I don't get
That's
scared
true.
By anything, but recently horror movies have been lacking.
In?
Just everything. They
fear?
Just haven't... Yeah.
You're,
I feel like they've been
not
very...
scared by
And story.
No. A story, especially. Yeah. It feels like everything's been pretty rushed and just recycled. I mean, there's a couple of movies that have come out, like Pearl.
Pearl,
is a good
yes.
One.
A24, mm-hmm, and then...
Mm-hmm. A24 does really well.
Mm-hmm. I think the Smile movies are an example of kind of good modern horror.
Yeah.
What did you think of the lead actress in Long Legs? Because she was in It Follows, which is one of my favorite
I love It Follows.
Recent horror movies.
Yes.
I thought she did okay in this movie.
She's just I just don't remember much about her.
I did not
connect with her
I'm
character.
I'm like, when you said the main girl, I literally had to rack my brain for a second.
A little bit, yeah. That's why there's a brief pause.
I was
like,
what?
Who are we talking
Wait,
about?
Who?
There was a woman in this movie?
Oh, right. I don't.
She plays it so strangely.
She does. Yeah.
You're right.
Like there's a distance between her and everything else.
Yeah.
And that comes from her, spoiler, being like semi-possessed by the
doll?
I don't know. Apparently, like, a medium is what she called herself or something like that.
I just couldn't find myself, like, relating to her on, like, a human level. She always felt very removed from the audience.
Yeah, like distant. Yeah. I like the idea of an FBI agent who has psychic powers. That,
yes.
And I'm like, oh, go there, do it. And
watch
then
Psych. The one, yes. Didn't I tell you to watch? Psych is probably one of the best comedy series.
Anything you recommend, I immediately delete.
Red flags.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, that's fair.
And that is actually extremely fair.
She doesn't play the guitar. She just owns them.
She just stares at them as they collect dust.
Yes.
Cries.
Oh, and now
you're obsessed with plastic surgery, and you like to sing, and you yell about your daddy.
All of that is true. Check, check, check. I found myself relating more to long legs on a human level.
What does he say in the car to mommy and daddy? He's like,
unmake me. Mom, dad, unmake me. Oh.
That I laughed really loud.
Yeah, that made me laugh too.
And then I'm like, no.
The ending made me actually like guffaw.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't mind I didn't mind the ending. But I have to say my favorite part of the entire movie is reading the backstory after it was over and then going back and finding all the devil stuff.
Yes, yeah.
That was fun.
It's like a little hide and seek.
Yeah. I didn't care enough to go back.
Oh, you didn't?
I read like a couple things about it that I was like, and it just kind of made me disappointed in that it could have been like such a better movie. Hmm. I'm like, why am I having to do all this research like reading as someone who should have just been like a viewer and been able to like walk away with a full understanding?
Some people like movies like that though. There are some movies that like,
actually you're making a good point for once, and that's weird. Oh, but
I'm sorry, I take it back. Yeah. I'm really sorry, guys. I didn't mean anything what I just said.
Like you see these movies that come out and then later on you're complaining about it and people are like, well, that was explained in the comic book, and I'm like, no. I shouldn't have to read it. There shouldn't be homework. Mm-mm. To like long legs. Yeah. You should either like what's presented on the screen or you don't.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. And we're back.
Actually, I shouldn't have played the music because that's just going to confuse you. When you go back to cut those two things together, you're going to be like, wait, what?
I completely forgot what we were saying or what I was saying.
We were talking about Long Legs, the movie.
Yes.
Before the commercial break.
We should change about
actually, we took a commercial break and it was great. Yeah. And thank you for sponsoring our company and or whatever. Thank you for supporting our advertising partners. Yes. Who are they? NordVPN?
NordVPN. Oh, Surfshark.
Raid Shadow Legends, of
Raid
course.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends. Oh, what a good game that
Hello
is.
Fresh.
Is it a game?
HelloFresh. Sure. Yes.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I get HelloFresh. It's quite good.
Oh, do you really? Okay.
I'm too scared. I'm scared something's going to show up moldy and I
hate mold. It comes in super nice. They put it in a little bag. A little box. It's got these like ice packs. It's really good. And there's your commercial.
Not sponsored. Could be sponsors.
I do like subscription kind of based things.
I do too.
But then I don't like when I'm like, why was I just charged that? And then I was like, oh, right. I'm subscribed to something.
Because you subscribed to this thing and you said, please charge me.
I'm like, yes, reoccurring charge, totally fine. And then like I immediately forget and then I'll see it and I'll be like, what?
We were talking about.
What the hell? Why is $20 missing from my account right now?
We weren't doing a baby voice. We were talking about long legs.
Yes. Yep.
And what you would do to make it better. And then Abby said nothing because it's worthless and can't be fixed.
I would turn it into a comedy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a comedy for you?
I would just touch more on, I think, his rock star background. I think that's really interesting. Yeah. His botched plastic surgery is like what made him that way.
Right.
And then I would have probably cut the girl out completely. And then it would have been starring. I think I have a better fit for that role. I think Bill Hader, maybe. Mm.
I like the psychic FBI agent. He set her whole thing in motion, and then it comes back to the end.
I did like that.
And I like the dolls. I wish they'd explain more about the dolls.
Okay, so.
They seemed unnecessary.
Imagine this. Some nun shows up. The day of your child's birthday, knocks on your door with a life-size doll of your child.
That looks exactly like it.
And says, hi, I'm from the church.
Trademarked.
You know, are you from the church?
The church.
I'm a
TM.
Nun.
Yep.
I'm a nun from the church. Here's a doll that looks like your child. Goodbye? And now I have a gun.
No, she's supposed to watch you.
And now you're running away from my house.
So is the premise is that Long Legs made a doll of the main character, whose name I don't know. I didn't do the research. The FBI agent lady, who's a kid.
Yeah. We didn't watch the movie, and none of us watched the movie, by the way.
Right. I've seen it twice, but you know, you'd think I'd remember her name, but that's...
You've seen it twice?
You've seen it twice?
Yeah, she watched it with her boyfriend.
On purpose?
Yeah. He loved the movie.
Oh, okay, well, what's that say?
He's Team Nicolas Cage. He would do anything for that man.
No, I've seen some really bad Nick Cage movies.
He unsettles me in a way that I can't completely describe. The same way that kind of Jim Carrey... scares me. I
love Jim Carrey.
I know, and
Jim Carrey-esque. Maybe it's the fear of yourself.
Oh, and I am afraid of myself. Okay, now it makes sense.
Maybe it's your own personality reflected back at you.
Yes.
Like a mirror.
Oh.
This has become therapy. Featuring yes. Zoe.
Lay down, Zoe. Tell me about your mother.
Travis will give you a massage.
Yes. Oh, okay. No, Travis stays over there.
Travis stays in the corner.
Tell us about your mother.
I'm glad we've learned that my takeaway is that I need therapy, and I'm glad that therapy has made me.
I watched it once and I liked it. I thought it was good. I like interesting new things. I'm a M. Night Shyamalan.
I love
Shyamalan. A ding dong.
I love that man.
And even when they're bad, I think they're interesting because it's something different. You don't like Long Legs, or you were doing an impression of something from an M. Night movie?
I'm not doing anything.
What was that? You look like you're going to eat the mic.
I was unhinging.
I think your brain cells became amoebas.
I was unhinging my jaw real quick so I could eat this mic.
So I liked Long Legs, and I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think it could have been a lot better. I thought the ending was laughable. But I liked that, that the mom showed up at the very end, and that was fun. And I like the idea of tying it all together and having him, like, responsible. Yeah. So the concept...
cinematography was beautiful.
Yeah. It was, yes. Especially the opening scene really caught my attention like that.
Same. I got excited.
Mm-hmm. I got nervous, which is weird for me in horror movies. I don't feel that emotion when I watch them.
The one
them
thing
usually.
They did, I think, the best in this is the cinematography and the setting the tone and making it creepy.
Yes.
I thought it was creepy.
The tone was on point.
And there
was
some great scenes. Like when she's sitting at her table in her house and the way it's framed, there's that open doorway behind her, and you spend the entire scene staring at the open doorway waiting for something to pop
That's
up.
That's very true.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and the way that the house is even built, like the darkness in the wood and everything really like amps the scene up, like very small light sources, and it does really well.
So I guess the premise is Nick Cage made a doll of the main character and took her hair? How'd he get her hair? But anyway, and made a doll of her and then took it to her mom and said, here's a doll that I made of your kid. And then
gave her a choice.
And then liked the mom so much that he recruited her to then deliver all the other dolls?
No, she made the choice because it said Clover or something. You either had to choose between two options. And it's either basically join him and kill other families or sacrifice your own family. And, like, have the cycle end there. Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's what happens
at
the end.
Yes,
sort of, because there's still a doll.
Yes, and a little girl that was very obsessed with it.
Yeah, so it doesn't end.
No.
Do you think that's a sequel?
I hope not.
But doesn't that happen a lot? Like, they put that in there?
They want the money.
I was just watching Trap, and I looked it up online afterwards, and somebody said that they didn't end it the way they wanted to end it because they wanted to set up like a sequel concept. And I'm like, really?
I wonder if that's going to get greenlit, because I know it's got a lot of criticism. So.
That was bad.
Yeah.
But again, he has great setups and bad endings. A lot of his movies I don't like. Okay. Old, I didn't like the ending of Old either.
I hate that movie.
Yeah.
I like Village, but I liked the idea of it, and it just didn't.
I hated that movie. Yeah. Wouldn't rewatch. And that's hard for me to say because I do love him as well.
On Yelp, you'd give it a 1 star, is that what you're saying?
Maybe a 0.
Can you do 0 on Yelp?
I'll find a way.
Biter?
Are you the biter? Biter of Tip City. I will bite you.
Are you leaning? You know, when you get close to the mic, I can hear you. But when you're back far away, I can't hear you. So you should get closer anyway. That's great. But don't touch the mic. Don't touch the mic with your mouth. Daddy.
Oh.
Unmake me. I laughed out loud when I did that. And I heard multiple people laughing.
I was like, what?
No, and when you're watching a horror movie and... it goes that way, you're like, oh man, I feel bad.
I just can't with that. At the end of that, when he's like, "Hail Satan," I'm like, "All right, what did you? Hello?"
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, after the credits.
Oh no! Oh, like, this brings up another point that I wanted to make. Uh-oh. That I'm so passionate.
The Uh-oh. Interrogation scene.
I lost my train of thought.
All you can think about is biting scene. The microphone, like the soft fuzzy part, and I'm like,
"Yeah, I'm like, I remembered my thing." I would have preferred it to not be so, I think, the supernatural element.
Yeah.
Because I think if he had just been a serial killer and all of this had just been kind of because of his, like, whatever rock star life that really messed his brain up, that would have been a much more interesting story than just being like, oh, and all that happened because the devil is widowy wheel, guys. Is widowy there.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And, you know, like the actual haunted, like, demon, like, elements and stuff. I'm like, you know, horror movies do that, and it's okay, but it leans so heavily, like, in that direction when it could have been just, like, a really cool, like, weird serial killer.
Yeah,
like,
and they
more,
really...
More grounded.
Yeah, they really throw it in your face, too. They're like, oh, so if you don't understand, here's an actual pop-up of the devil himself.
Oh, yes, and now a special guest is the devil, and he's here.
Several times.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the
several
weird
several times, and he pops up, and you're like, "What's that?"
Exactly. Or like the weird with the cloth that looked like Darth Maul when they showed like that the red eyes. It looked like a Star Wars character. Like, I was like, "Oh, that does not look good."
Oh, the doll when it's sitting there with the red eyes.
That
yeah.
was not good. Just leave it as the black cloak. That was kind of spooky, kind of
it's
mysterious.
It's a hard line to walk between creepy and silly. It really is. And sometimes it's one too many.
Believe me, things. I know.
That you're like, it's creepy, 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 and then that fifth thing, you're like, oh no, okay, now you've gone over it. Yeah. Dumb. This is just silly. I liked it. I thought it was good. It was interesting. It's different.
Let me in now. That was my main takeaway.
Can you, when you edit this episode, can you cut that out and make it like a button on our thing where I'm talking to the lady from the chamber about some event or something, and then I push that button and
let me in now.
When does he say that?
Not once, I think. Not twice.
Oh yes.
But as many times as I'd like. And I actually have quoted that probably at least once a day since I've seen that movie.
Really?
Yes. She screams it at me.
And
you
I do scream
should
it
see
at
somebody.
Oh.
You really should see
so somebody. Back to Zoe needing therapy.
Yes, exactly. Oh, right. Exactly. Is that not, you guys haven't been doing that?
This is an intervention.
You guys so, have so not
you're, so you're saying you can't fix this movie. It can't be fixed in its current format. You would have shot it, and then you would have shown it to a test audience. And then when they laughed, you would have been like, okay, that's got to come out.
If you just read me the log line, I think, for that movie, I would have said, that's got some real potential.
Yes. Yeah.
I couldn't hear that. You have to lean closer to your mic.
Oh. I think...
See how Abby and I are doing it?
Yeah.
You guys are like hunch. I'm trying to have good posture.
No.
I don't have good posture.
During the podcast, you're supposed to have horrible posture.
Oh, now I understand.
Oh my God, I heard you.
You can hear me now?
What?
I thought that I've been yelling very loud.
You have been, but it doesn't pick up all the nuance if you're far back like this and you're yelling.
So we don't seduce the microphone.
Oh my God, what are you? I'm looking away. Don't lick it.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
Someone should mark that this one's mine because I did lick it.
That's the one with.
So I didn't, but I did.
That's the tuberculosis one. Yes.
Okay. This is the diseased mic, guys. Oh, you don't want to use that one. That's the diseased mic.
So how would you fix long legs?
I already told you.
You can't. You're saying you can't. Okay.
That's not what
you
I
would
said
make it,
at all.
You would make it more grounded. I like the supernatural elements of it, but it's hard to.
They
should
have sold it like that, though.
You're right, though. It's hard to like. It's hard to sell that and then not make it funny. Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good example of a grounded horror movie that you
Hereditary.
Really like?
Hereditary. I
did
love
that scare
Ari Aster.
Did that, have you seen that, Zoe?
No.
I'm so scared. Like,
you
that's
haven't
the only movie.
Seen, have you seen Midsommar?
Yeah, I love that movie.
You haven't? Okay.
I have both of them.
We're watching them all.
I'm a movie collector.
I don't want to be. I don't want to watch Midsommar. I heard that one's scary.
There's some scary? Mild, not mild, very extreme nudity. That might be a little scary.
Oh, yeah. I am scared by nudity.
There's the, in Midsommar.
In Midsommar?
Remember the thing where they had the breeding thing?
Oh, I forgot about that.
I did not. It's scarred within
me. See, when you say nudity, I think like exciting, erotic. This was fun, not this was nudity. When
traumatizing.
Someone, when someone's nude in a, and it's like a 100-year-old person and they're shambling towards you with their hands out, like the lady in The Shining. That's I would not consider that nudity.
Yes.
I would
consider old that, people don't that's get purgatory. To be nude.
I would consider that mind mind scarring. Oh, you know, because she's got boils and goo all over her. Yeah, no, that's not nudity.
So,
but you're right. No, you're right. It is nudity. The Shining.
That's The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen The Shining?
Hmm.
Okay, so
I love that. I love that. I'm
hey,
like,
Abby, do you want to do a movie review podcast with me?
So basically, get the hell out.
Oh, the door's that way.
I need I need people that have seen the movies to be on it. And you're like, no, I love The Shining. I think it's great. And you're like, no, I haven't seen it.
I collect movies, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, she really does.
I do. I made her watch the Scream movie with me.
I love Scream.
That was good. The new one?
No, the original, because she had never seen them.
I haven't seen, how many are there? Six? Is it the sixth
Seven?
One? I haven't seen
There's a lot, but they're amazing.
With Jenna Ortega. Jenna Ortega. I have not seen.
So,
have you seen any other scary movies besides Long Legs lately?
Mm. Oh, I failed to mention Long Legs is like the first horror movie I ever watched.
Yes.
So that's why I'm so ready and willing to give all my opinions on it.
So far, this is a great premise for a podcast, really. So let's review all the scary movies you've ever seen, Zoe. And we're done. Okay, that was great.
That was wrapping it up. Yep.
That was exciting. Okay, well, we'll have to do future episodes where we cover other scary movies after you've seen them. Because then you can have an opinion.
You're watching Hereditary.
I'm nervous.
You should be. That one's...
Oh, okay.
I think Midsummer first.
Midsummer first?
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
What if I made you guys watch some really weird, obscure comedies?
That's
that
fine.
That
we'll watch scary and then
Name
comedy.
One. Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen all of them?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
Have you you've probably seen, have you seen Hot Rod?
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Oh,
I have not.
I've not seen that.
Oh.
I did this in high school, though. I would make up band names.
Oh, you
and
lied.
I'd be like... I'd be like, oh my God, have you seen Killer Instinct? They are so good live. And then people would be like, oh yeah, I've seen them. And I'm like, I just made that up.
And you're like, haha, liar.
You lied and tricked me.
Is Hot Rod a thing?
You know it is.
Why are you sighing?
I ain't never seen you're looking at me.
You're sighing so loudly into the mic. It's great. it's like you're blowing out a candle or something.
Now there's like audio evidence of me being tricked and bamboozled.
Shenanigans.
Show it to your therapist.
Oh,
are you saying there's something called Hot Rod that's either
it's
a movie or a television show?
Let me tell you. All right. It's starring Andy Samberg.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's...
Produced.
No. Pass.
What?
Pass.
Are you serious?
I can't stand him. He's Pete Davidson bad for me. I can't stand.
Okay. So I understand maybe you don't like the Lonely Island stuff.
I didn't, no.
Oh, my God.
What's the Never Stop, Never Stopping? Oh, my God. Rip my
Pop star,
out.
Never stop.
That's it.
Never stop.
Never stop. Never stop.
Okay, so you.
Long Legs was better.
Oh my gosh. So obviously,
she's. You guys can't see this, but she's coming over the table at me, Travis.
I'm actively attacking Greg right now.
Putting her back. Travis, get her back in her chair right now.
So, all right. Yes. The
Lonely
movie
Island.
Failed at the box office.
What
it was
movie?
It was a disaster.
Hot Rod?
No. Well, yes, that one.
Okay, I got to Google
this. But also
Pop
Star.
Travis, look up Hot Rod on the screen for us so I can see what this is about. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay.
Just because I'm Googling.
So, yes,
Travis
his
Googling.
Yes, his movies bomb at the box office. Yes, they get lots of criticism. But I still think that there's funny and they're funny and there's like an element of like comedy that I feel like you guys just don't get it, man. Like you just don't like get like the stuff that I think is funny. And
she should be the emo one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Would you consider yourself emo?
I don't know what I am. I exist.
Hot Rod is so, it is funny. It makes me laugh so. And Bill Hader's in this movie.
He looks like a 50% off version of Jesse Eisenberg.
You're right. I was actually going to say that they look alike.
Okay, so let me read the log line. And you know what a log line is, right?
I do.
Okay, good. This is so exciting. I'm surrounded by people that like movies. I'm a happy person.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed stuntman Rod Kimball is preparing for the jump of his life to clear 15 buses. Oh. You're giggling as I read it. You must think it's funny.
It's funny.
To raise money for his abusive stepfather Frank's life-saving heart operation.
Oh, let the man die. And there's money.
Wow. Right.
But he's abusive in a funny way.
Oh.
Okay, so I have not seen this. This is from 2007.
You
going to look it up on IMDb because I want to know who directed it. Because this is my thing, is directors.
Yeah.
I look and see who directed
it. It was directed by, wait, just look it up.
I did it. Akiva something or other.
Akiva, yeah. So he's a part of the Lonely Island.
Oh, well, then I'm going to pass. Pop star never. Okay, so here's his list of movies. Ready?
Okay.
Pop star never stop popping. Wait, no, never stop, never stopping, which I thought was dumb. Saturday Night Live, 1975. What's that mean?
No, I think that just means that he was like worked on the show.
Yeah.
He looks 11.
Well, not back in 1975.
Was a fetus when he was on the show?
Yeah. No, he just
is
did
this a movie?
No.
Saturday Night Live, 1975.
No, it's so Saturday Night Live was started in 1975, and he just worked on it during some point in the show's run.
So they have the year it started.
Look at his popularity going way down. That's crazy.
Yikes.
So yeah, no, his discography arguably is not filled with bangers.
The Lego Movie a lot of people like, though.
Oh, he directed the Lego Movie?
This is the Lego Movie.
Oh, okay,
says
yeah.
He did
yeah.
the soundtrack.
Oh, never mind. Forget what I said.
Oh.
Let's see.
Loser.
Under no, director. Okay. He's directed 64. Oh, nope. That's not what I wanted. I wanted 64 director.
The Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun. What?
That's the new movie that they're making. Okay.
I loved the first one.
Liam Neeson's in
it. Of course.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see. Director.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is pretty good.
Do you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I've never seen that. Is that
it's pretty good? It's funny. It's very funny.
We're way far off of Long Legs. It's we should okay. do another well, episode on
no,
comedy.
I think we wrapped up Long Legs.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, I did want to compare it with other scary. So let's just 2 seconds. Let's talk about some other good scary. If you liked Long Legs,
I'm
don't watch
the
these. What are some other scary movies that Abby would recommend to people that want to watch an actually good scary movie? Instead of Long Legs.
Any Ari Aster films.
Okay.
So Beau's Not Afraid.
Midsommar.
Midsommar. And Hereditary is my personal
Hereditary
favorite.
Hereditary was quite scary.
Yes.
That one, yeah, that one. Don't watch that alone.
I love that movie. I worked at a movie theater when that was coming out, and I'd go and just sit there and listen to it.
Okay, we're going to do trivia, and you're not going to look at the screen. Travis, can you pull up a list of the movies that Ari Aster has directed?
Just the three, I think.
He's done 12.
He's done 12?
No, you looked.
No, I'm not
going to
know any of the other ones.
Okay, so the ones you have heard of are the three you said. The rest are all shorts. So
So I feel like I get points for that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to mouth all the answers.
He's got something coming out called Eddington. I haven't heard of this. Do you know anything about
that? I have not.
That sounds like a British film.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
Lovely.
No, right.
Oh, goody. It's got a bunch of cookies and stuff in it.
Crumpets.
In it. I meant to say in it, like it's in the movie, but then I used the phrase. In it.
Is that what you want? Is that what you wanted?
I've never seen anything else by him other than those main movies, but he came out of nowhere.
I know, but
Beau
I
is afraid. Is that any good? I didn't see that.
I have heard things about it. I need to watch it.
Oh,
I need to buy it.
You
have like 500 movies.
You haven't seen Beau is Afraid?
No, but I've like listened to what it's about.
I heard it was unsettling, and all. I know that. That's all I know.
I love Ari Aster.
Ari Aster. I hardly know.
Travis, you're typing way too loud.
Travis is breathing way too loud.
I'm just curious. What's the scariest movie? What's the scariest movie that came out this year?
If they're gonna say Long Legs. Everybody was like, this is the scary.
Smile 2.
Well, yeah.
Look, there's the photo.
Smile
2.
Smile 2. And
Terrifier 3 is just
one of the
gore. That does not count.
Terrifier 3 is just gore.
Okay,
I don't like gore.
Don't look. You guys are looking.
Okay.
You're looking. What are you doing?
I'm not looking.
Well, you said not to look, and that made me... I heard look.
Okay, for the last part of this episode, before we end, we're going to go over the 15 scariest movies of the year so far that people think.
Okay.
And you're going to give me a yes or no. If you've seen it.
Oh, God.
15 is Long Legs, and it's got an 86 Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
Boo.
I've seen... Oh, boo.
Not happy with that
I've seen
one?
It, no. But no.
We should do an episode on that. Okay, and then Maika Monroe was the name of the character. And
there's no way I was going to remember that.
Oz Perkins. I don't know anything else he's directed.
I can't say that I've ever heard that name before, to be fully honest.
Okay, now I have to know what else he directed.
Oz, like the Wizard of.
Yes, exactly like the Wizard of. This is going to be our longest episode by far.
Yeah. Zoe's getting intimate with her microphone as you're...
I know. She's bored. We're almost done. That's
not true. I'm just... Zoe, can't a girl just get intimate with a microphone?
No. Okay. So, I'm going to read you some of the movies he's done, and you're going to tell me yes or no, if you've seen them or not.
Uh-oh.
The Black Coat's Daughter.
No.
I heard that was good.
I did hear that people did like it, but I have not seen
it. All of these are just going to be, I heard it was good.
I am the pretty thing that lives in the house.
I hate that movie.
Okay. And then Hansel and Gretel.
Which one?
I assume it's the horrible one with
yes, yeah,
with,
okay.
With who's the guy who shoots the bow and arrow?
Oh man, that's the guy that got hit by the
snowplow.
Yes,
PG-13.
No, this is
scary.
A different Hansel and Gretel.
Oh,
this is something else. So
yeah, I have not seen that, but I have.
It's Pretty Gretel Little Thing and Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh boy.
Oh, they got it swapped. That's nice.
Let me in now.
15 was Long Legs. So I bet you've seen most of these. And I'm curious if you come up with the number one. Okay, 14 was Smile 2. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet, but I love
Very
Smile.
Very scary. I did enjoy it.
The first one?
The second one.
Oh, really? What was your favorite part of the second one?
Yes.
I liked the part where...
You were so full of it. You haven't seen it.
I have seen it. All
you did not see Smile 2.
I have watched Smile 2.
You?
Yes.
That's a horror movie.
She pirated it.
I pirated it and I watched it with my friend.
We don't pirate on this show and we're not talking about that. So you saw it in the theater and what did you see? What did you say?
I saw it in theater.
I've never pirated anything either.
I saw it in a home theater.
Oh, no. You saw it in a theater and did you like Smile 2?
I did.
Did you like it better than Smile 1?
I haven't seen it.
Okay,
Smile
good.
One.
Thanks.
Nice. I haven't seen Smile 1. I only watched the second one.
Okay, 13 is Out of Darkness. I haven't heard of that.
I have not heard of that one.
12 is Quiet Place, Day
1. I hated that movie. The first two are amazing.
I saw the first one. I didn't see the rest. I'm completely off mic. What am I doing? I'm leaning over here and I'm talking to Zoe. And I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I like the first one, but I didn't see
it. I own the first two. And the third one, really, I did not care about any of the characters. And everybody doesn't talk, so... Mm. I care less.
11 was VHS Beyond, which I like some of those. Some of them are really good. Some of them are horrible.
I can't get into that. Well, I probably started one of the horrible ones, and then I was like, oh.
Even the
not
better
about
ones
this.
Only have one or two good parts.
Okay.
There's one with a succubus.
Uh-huh.
The lady that's mad because the guy's. No, that was good. Okay. And then there's one that's in a Japanese, like. Cult compound.
Yeah, I did not see that one.
That one was good. I like that one a lot. But it's like it's a horror movie, but in shorts, and they put them all together.
I think I know what movie you're talking about. What's that one called?
VHS.
Oh, okay.
Did you see it?
No, you know I haven't seen it.
Okay, The Devil's Bath.
I've no. What is that about? Ohio,
Zoe.
No, I have not seen it. I'm telling you.
Stop motion. You know, they really should make you have to have a minimum
I kind of wanted to see that one.
So, The Substance. Has anybody seen The Substance
yet? Couldn't take that.
I have heard about this movie.
It's body
detail.
Horror.
We're going to watch this. Horror. It's the worst body horror movie I've ever seen.
As in, like, intense-wise? Wow. Or, okay.
Yeah. And I've seen, like, all the Cronenberg stuff. And
I'll be okay, then. You should not.
I will pass.
7 is Mad.
I have not. I didn't even see a commercial. I didn't.
Mad. 6 is New Life. 5 is Strange Darling.
I don't know. She's got pink hair. Either. That's all my only commentary.
Twisted One Night Stand.
In Flames is 4. Infested is 3. Oddity is 2. So I haven't seen any of those. But I really like Late Night with the Devil. I thought that was good. That
I haven't
fun.
Seen it.
That was good.
Watch it. I've been slacking on
like
my
the
horror
synopsis.
Movies this year.
Yeah, I like him.
Johnny Carson rival Jack Delroy hosts a syndicated talk show.
It was
Night
fun.
Owls.
I enjoyed that. That was
okay.
Good. And
I'll
something
watch
different.
It.
Something different. Yeah, watch Late Night with the Devil and the report back. All right. Well, that was our episode on Long Legs and other recent scary horror movies. Zoe has seen none of them. Well, you've seen 1% of them.
I've saw 1%.
I'll infest her with watching horror movies.
She already. Yeah. Yep. The process
influencing
has begun. Yeah.
Yes.
It's fun to be an expert on a particular genre. I think it's neat to watch them and then compare them. So why don't we watch some and come back and do another episode on scary movies that Zoe does like.
None of them.
No, I do. I've been getting into some. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I liked Smile too.
Ari Aster's a great director. So you might really like Midsommar, but you really do have to watch that with the lights on.
No. Oh, listen, I'll hold your hand.
Unmake me. Okay, do your thing again, and we won't talk over it, and then that'll be it for this episode.
Let me in now, and it can be nice. Not once, not twice, but as many times as I like.
You really should be standing when you're doing that. Would it help if I did this while
like,
you're doing
I'm like the finger curled thing. Into a ball screaming into the mic. Yeah. But I've been quoting that pretty regularly.
And have you found that it makes more new friends, or are you losing friends over this?
Do you have friends?
Imaginary friends.
Ouch.
Sorry about that, man. I love you, man.
I think that, you know...
Okay, so you have homework.
People always respond really well to it.
You're going to watch scary movies, and I'm going to watch Hot Rod, where a guy does a jump over buses to raise money for a heart operation. Well, so
don't,
we both
don't
got,
sound so excited.
I am so excited. Thrilled.
Thrilled
to watch
fact.
This.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well, you want to do the outro? Go.
Oh, I did the intro. You have to do... Abby can do the outro.
What am I doing?
Okay, I'll do the outro. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on this episode of the show that has no name. We haven't decided yet on it, but I'm...
Village Idiots.
I like Village Idiots.
I do like Village... That's,
I like
that's a good name.
Chatterbox. I like Chuckleheads. I don't know. We're going to just keep doing episodes until we settle on one, but I like Village Idiots.
That, yeah.
And on the podcast cover, you're going to be in the background with your hands up like... Long legs?
Yeah. I think that's what we landed on that we would do for the cover art.
It can't get any worse.
No.
Than the one I made that looks like a stalker in the background.
Actually, I would just like to keep that and then just put Abby's head over Rachel's body.
Cut paste
oh,
it over
no.
there.
No. That's, man, I'm going to get canceled by Rachel.
Do you want to be at a Dave Matthews concert? Where were you? You guys were at
Dave
some...
Matthews, yeah.
Was that Dave
that's
Matthews?
That's what the kids are listening to.
Were you at a, what, you were at some concert.
Cage the Elephant.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know any of the words that you're saying.
So oh.
Is that a band?
Cage Elephant is a band.
Yep.
You probably know them.
I'm teasing.
Oh, another classic Greg lie that everyone finds so amusing.
No one finds it. No one finds me amusing at all in any way, shape, or form. All right, well, thank you everybody for joining us on this episode where we covered a whole bunch of scary movies. And then we're going to come back at some point and watch some more and talk about them. But thank you for joining us and... All right, I guess we're out.
Guess we're out.
You want to play that music?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
That's not the music.